Here's Juneau, Alaska now. Good evening.
Good evening, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm calling out of Juneau.
Well, outstanding.
And one comment. You had a senator or legislator on about 3 days ago concerning the Brady Law.
Well, let's see. We had on Congressman Dana Rohrabacher about that patent law.
Well,
We haven't done anything lately. Just a second, Connor. We have not done anything about gun control in weeks.
Well, maybe it's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to try and get to you.
Well, maybe.
But the situation, it was a legislator or a senator.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it was, but it was a woman. Maybe she was out of New York.
Nina Lowy of New York. Yes, she has introduced a bill which would bar foreign tourists from coming to this country from getting firearms. Yeah, it was the Brady bill part that threw me, because it doesn't directly affect the Brady law, although we did discuss that a little bit. But yeah, I recall that discussion, yeah.
Okay. Well, what you forgot to put into it was, why don't they outlaw barbecue forks?
Because very frankly, sir, if you have a barbecue fork and I have a gun and we go at it, I win every time. But you know as well as I do that a barbecue fork is not as dangerous as a gun is. A gun is in a special category. A gun is a lot different. Hey, listen, I'll give barbecue forks to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mike Tyson combined, and I'll give a gun to your grandmother. My money's on your granny.
Well, that could possibly be.
Well, I know, not possibly,
anyway.
unless your grandmother freaks out and freezes, definitely.
But going back on that a little bit, I was a victim to being stabbed with a barbecue fork from behind.
Well, I'm sure that can happen, and I'm very sorry that it happened to you. But, you can't outlaw barbecue forks, because then only outlaws will have barbecue forks.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, New York took my weapon when I was in the Air Force. Why don't they outlaw barbecue forks and some of the other weapons that people claim is dangerous, too?
Because, obviously, you know as well as I do, they aren't as dangerous. A gun is far more dangerous than a barbecue fork. Get real.
In one aspect.
No, in any aspect. In any aspect that approaches the realm of common sense. I mean, a gun fires a lethal pellet over a considerable distance and with reasonable accuracy with a minimal amount of training. And in some cases, they're automatic and semi-automatic to where you don't even have to have that much accuracy. Just start blazing away, you'll hit somebody. I mean, it's a quantum leap difference from a club, a gun, a knife. I mean, a club or a knife or a spear, you know, anything like that.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to drop that little note. Why didn't she add the barbecue forks in?
Believe me, I'll pass barbecue forks along to Congresswoman Lowy. I'm sure it'll be in there next week. But I would remind you, the National Barbecue Fork Association is not going to be pleased with this. Thank you for your call. Juneau, Alaska now. Good evening.